Hi, you're listening to Book Chat with author Vivian E. Moore.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hello and welcome to Book Chat. I am your host, Dr. Vivian E. Moore. Hope everyone had a great week and I hope you are having an even better weekend. All right, so we're going to get straight to today's show. The title is You Got That Vibe and the topic is expressing creative connections. And we all know how important that is, especially in a world where individuality, it reigns supreme. The ability to express oneself creatively creatively has become a powerful tool for connecting with others, extending from art and music to fashion and lifestyle choices. Each person's unique vibe, it serves as a bridge to like-minded souls, and it is a beacon of inspiration to others. All right. So in today's episode, we're going to dig into the importance of creative expression and how it fosters meaningful connections. All right. So let's talk about embracing that authenticity. Well, we know that at the heart of creative expression is always authenticity. All right. Or there should be authenticity. And what it does is it reflects our vibes, okay, our inner selves, when we allow ourselves to be true to who we are. So, you know, this authenticity is so magnetic and, you know, it draws others who resonate with that same energy and that same outlook. So, you know, whether it's a personal style or some type of artistic endeavor or just how you approach your passions, staying true to your authentic self is the key to forming genuine connections, right? So let's get into breaking down those barriers through art. So we know that art can transcend boundaries with people from diverse backgrounds, all right? We've seen it. We see it on a daily basis. And, you know, and it works whether it is through words or whether it's through paintings or, you know, it's just all types of those boundaries, those things that are artful that can evoke that deep emotion within people, you know, like music, you know, how it resonates with our souls sometimes, or even a poem that, it just captures the human experience. Okay. So we know that art has a universal language that speaks to all of us. And by sharing those creative expressions, we open the door to understanding, all right? Because that's the key. And also empathy, and that is so connecting, okay? That bridges gaps that words alone sometimes cannot, all right? Sometimes we need a little bit more. And breaking through those barriers through art, that is another way to sort of link us together, all right, as human beings, all right, because sometimes we forget who we are in the midst of everything, because we see how cruel people can be to each other, and it's just unspeakable at times. But, you know, when we come together as a unit, we can break through all types of barriers and learn to love, okay, and learn to speak to each other in positive ways. And we know that art in any form is able to do that, because those expressions, they can say so much more than words, all right? So why not find community in those shared passions, all right? Because we need that. We definitely need that. And we know how vital creative expression is because, you know, it has that fostering effect when it comes to communities. And you know, those things are built around those shared passions, okay? So, you know, it might be a group of musicians, you know, just, you know, jamming together. I like music. I love music, actually. And I love fashion. So, you know, it can come together through fashion. If you are a fashion enthusiast or you like, you know, just showcasing your unique style, this is a way to, you know, to find community in those shared passions. Because we know that even writers, you know, they showcase their unique style as well, and their stories that, you know, and it just thrives in those communities. That creative energy, it just flows from one person to the next. So we want to keep that moving. We want to keep that flowing on a positive note. And we know that through those collaborations and also through feedback and mutual support, you know, people within these communities, they will grow personally and hopefully forge some lasting connections with other like-minded individuals because we need a whole lot more of that, right? So why not inspire others? And at the same time, we can be inspired, all right? So, you know, one of the most, I believe, beautiful aspects of creative expression is its ability to inspire others. You know, that's why we do it. That's why I do it, because I want to inspire as many people as I can. I want to bridge that gap that sometimes, you know, lies between the writer and the reader. So I want to, you know, inspire folks. That's one of the reasons why I do this podcast on a weekly basis, because that is my goal, is to inspire. And, you know, when we share our art and our ideas or any unique perspective, you know, what we do is we spark that creative spark in those around us. And likewise, you know, that exposure to those different forms of creativity, you know, it broadens our horizons and it fuels our passion for self-expression. So this exchange of inspiration, you know, it creates a ripple effect that fosters, you know, that dynamic cycle of creativity and connection, because that's what we want to do. We want to inspire others and then, you know, within ourselves be inspired. That way the cycle just keeps going on and on and on, right? So let's embrace diversity and inclusion. And, you know, you can take this for whatever it's worth, all right? But I'm talking about writing and the art. That's what I'm talking about today, all right? But embracing diversity and inclusion, it goes a long way. You know, it goes outside of those boundaries of just art. It expands out into the world, you know, to each his own. And, you know, however you live your life, however you express yourself, that's your right to do so. No one can take that away from you. All right. So, and it's the same thing with creative expression within writing, because that creative expression, it thrives in environments and it celebrates diversity and inclusion. So, you know, when we embrace that unique perspective, and the talents of other people, you know, from all walks of life, what we do is we enrich, that creative landscape and expand, you know, that understanding, of the world through embracing diversity and inclusion. You know, creating spaces that welcome and values those diverse voices, you know, that too, what it does is it opens doors to opportunities for those deeper connections and those deeper and stronger collaborations that can transcend all types of cultural barriers. Okay. You know, you look at the news, you live in this world, you know, you're not walking through this world blindly. So you see the things that happen, the things that affect you and the things that affect others. And all of those things are not positive. Okay. So we're talking about that positive energy. We're talking about those positive vibes that can actually help someone, to be better at what they do, to inspire them. You know, you may be an artist or a writer or whatever your creative flow is, that is on the fence. You're not quite sure if that's what you want to do or not, because, you know, you feel like maybe I'm weak in this area and, you know, a little stronger in this area. So, you know, today's show is to help you make that decision, to dive into it, you know, but dive into it with your eyes open and with, you know, with your floaties on if necessary, you know, to help guide you through the way, to keep you from sinking, because I want you to excel at what you do, to succeed at what you do. All right. And to be confident in who you are and what you do. All right. So, you know, just to bring it all to a close, you know, in a world where connections they're so vital. Okay, we need connections, because, you know, I have to say this on a daily basis, you know, no man is an island. All right, we were not created for that purpose. So we cannot live or exist in this world with that mindset. So we need creative expression. We need those creative collaborations. And because it is such a powerful tool for building those bridges and for fostering understanding and celebrating diversity. OK, so whether it's through art or music or fashion or just personal expression, you know, your own unique vibe is a way to connect with others on a deeper level. And it creates such a beautiful tapestry of just that human creativity. That just depicts human connection. Okay, because we all need that. We need to be connected. We need to stay connected, because it is so vital in this world to just link up with people, like-minded people that do what we do, they think how we think, you know, we get each other. That is so important. All right. So why not embrace your authenticity and share your creativity and just let your vibe resonate with the world? Okay. Because you got that vibe. All right. So pretty much that is our show for today. And again, I hope I have inspired you to make a decision if you are on the fence about pursuing your passions. You know, everyone has them. You know, maybe you want that passion to become, you know, a way of life for you. Maybe that is your career. You know, that's your career goal. Or maybe you want to keep it at that hobby level. Whichever way and whatever works for you, that's what you need to do. But today's show was designed to help you make a decision one way or the other. And I hope I've done that for you. And, you know, as I always say on a weekly basis, you know, we know that tomorrow's not promised. And today may be the only chance we get to say that. So on that note, I love you. I hope you love me back. Until the next time you hear my voice, God bless you and goodbye.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.